There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Taylor Swift's new album. Will or won't it be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $10 bonus to the first 500 people who sign up by going to Kalshi.com/numbersgame, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I. There's no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The numbers told the story, they always do.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
Hour number two of a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network, VSiN.com, the VSiN app, Fubo, Sling Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV. It's Gil Alexander. Jeff Parlay is here as well. Jeff, some more news. What else you got?
Yes, Tom Pelissero on this one. Dan Quinn has informed teams he's staying with the Dallas Cowboys.
There it is.
So Quinn, who seemingly was a front runner in Denver, a front runner in Chicago, a front runner with the Giants, is going to stick around and hope that Mike McCarthy gets canned at some point in the middle of next season.
As I said on the way out, the vacancy's narrowing for Dan Quinn, and there you go. Dan Quinn announcing to the world. I'm sure Jerry made it worth his while. And if you're Jerry, you want to keep Dan Quinn. Dan Quinn did a fantastic job with that defense in Dallas. So Dan Quinn staying in Dallas, and I think what you said, Jeff, has got to be in the back of Dan Quinn's mind too, right? Is let's see if this dude next to me sticks around. Let's see if he has legs. So Quinn remains their defensive coordinator. In case you missed it, Nathaniel Hackett, the new coach of the Denver Broncos this morning, the Green Bay Packers offensive coordinator of late, and then the Indianapolis Colts defensive coordinator Matt Eberflus becomes the new coach of the Chicago Bears. So the Bears go defense after going. After going offense with Matt Nagy, and the Broncos go offense after going defense with Vic Fangio. It's kind of how this works. We get tweets at Beating the Book. I just wanted to read a couple of these. This is from Cameron Krebs, and this is for all people who are betting soccer for the first time in their lives. Gil, why does OT count for NBA and NFL tickets? MLB counts extra innings, but soccer tickets are only valid for regulation in tournaments where there's extra time and PKs. Equatorial Guinea? What is it?
Equatorial Guinea.
Guinea. I was about to say Equanimee St. Brown Guinea or something.
Don't think that's right.
No, I don't think that's correct. Plus 545. Egypt plus 265 yesterday. No winners. Well, Cameron, that's how soccer has always been bet from the beginning of time, back in the days of AD. No, for as long as soccer's been. That's the story with that. And you always have to read, obviously, the stipulation on soccer. When you're betting that, you will see that it's 90 minutes plus the added time on the referee clock. But it does not include extra time nor PKs, and so sadly that is why. And sort of like Karl Malone getting asked at the Olympics, why does a basket in basketball only count 2 points? And he said, sometimes things are just how they are. This one is from Joey. Local 3, Gil, do you know why in New York on all the sportsbook apps, nothing is up on NBA award futures, but if you switch states on these sites, you can see awards odds. Any info appreciated? The only thing I can say to that is we experienced that in Nevada all the time where there's so much available. Let's just take our sponsor, BetMGM. They'll have some markets that are available in other states, but not in Nevada. Sometimes the Nevada reason for that is technology limitations. Every book has its own reason for that. You wanted to chime in, Joe?
It's also each state has its own rules as well. In Nevada, we can't bet on like a finals MVP after the series has started because of gaming, where other states are allowed to do it. So that's a state-by-state issue more than anything.
Many of the things here are governed by is it available in a box score or not? At least that's been the case in Nevada for many years. Hopefully that progresses. But many of the things we talk about on the show, we can't bet in Nevada. Let's do it. Unscripted with the crack man, Bill Krakenberger. Exclusively on Numbers Game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Where is the crack man today? Where are you, Billy?
I'm back east. I know there's it's like, 25 degrees here. We're going to get a big, big giant snowstorm this weekend. But yet there's a gamma ray of sun that keeps coming in on me here. Sorry.
Gamma ray. Yes.
Yeah. How you guys doing? Everything going good over there in Vegas?
We're all good. Let's see. What are some of the news here? Bally's Hotel is changing to the Horseshoe. That's the latest Vegas hotel change. That's also confusing, right? I was having dinner with Mark Meltzer, like Seltzer, man about town yesterday. He was trying to explain to me. So Caesars owned Bally's, right? So that's that Bally's property, which has been many things in the past, MGM, right? That's now becoming the Horseshoe. But Bally's as we know it now is actually Twin Rivers, right? Twin Rivers, that company, they made a deal initially with Caesars, and now they essentially own the Bally's name. And Bally's branded on regional networks that used to be Fox, that is a branding on networks owned by Sinclair. So it's a whole like web of things going on in gaming that, like, I'm in such my cocoon doing shows every day that unless I get it explained to me like a guy like Meltzer, I'll never learn this stuff. But that essentially is, you know, the latest thing. So the Bally's becomes the Horseshoe, you know, Vegas news of the last 24 hours anyway.
I was trying to look up the name. I'm not going to be able to find it, but the original owner of Bally's, if you look, years ago, I can't find it, darn it. I read a great story, and then I watched something on YouTube about Bally's. Wow. How Bally's was first started back in New Jersey in the 50s. Wow. It was 100% a mob-tied company, and the guy that owned it was a big mob leader, it was amazing how I started looking into it more and more and more. The articles that were written, I never knew that until like a month ago. And it was really cool how it progressed into just making machines, manufacturing. And this guy from Katina, that was his name. Katina was his name,
right?
In New Jersey. He was the original owner of Bally's. And then he cleaned up the company. He was a real big guy with this guy, Mr. Biorno back east, who was really the big New Jersey mob guy was Biorno. And it's a great story anyway. But I was shocked to see Bally's Corporation. I looked into it more and more. 100% they started it out. And, of course, no one wants to talk about that now. It's cleaned up its image, and now it's a big, you know, mobile corporation. But that's a part of gaming's history, especially with Nevada, as we know, when the mob ran the town. And even back east, I learned a lot of stuff about things I did not know about Resorts International, which was the first casino here. Meyer Lansky having his hands involved, because if we all remember then, most don't because we weren't even born back then. But the governor, Brendan Byrne, you know, he said, "Keep your filthy hands out of this, and we will not have any mafia involved." They were already there. They already, you know, Nikki Scarfo's crew was in Atlantic City. They were already there controlling the unions, controlling the concrete. You couldn't get linens, just linens, tablecloths, towels. You couldn't get any of that stuff cleaned or done unless you went through the mob guys. So Brendan Byrne was, like most politicians, full of it. And, they were already there. And I had no idea that Lansky had his hands in that first casino until I started reading about Mr. Katina and his hands in Bally's. And then I read about, you know, the Brendan Byrne thing and how it was amazing. Atlantic City is just an amazing town. All the money they've made over the years, still haven't invested nothing back into the community. You go one block from the Strip on Atlantic Avenue and you take your life in your own hands. You go on the boardwalk and take your life in your own hands, actually, at night.
I believe the New Jersey Nets once played in Brendan Byrne Arena, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right.
Prior to, you know, sponsorships being the thing of arenas.
I think every stadium probably has a sponsorship now, right, Gil? There's no more, you know, like Jack Murphy Stadium. That's all done. Everyone's sponsorships everywhere.
I want to say, like, what was the last one? Was Buffalo the last? The Bills might have had one of the last ones that was Rich Stadium, right?
Bengals still play in Paul Brown Stadium.
There you go.
So
really?
All right.
Yeah. Wow.
Bengals still play in Paul Brown Stadium.
Yeah. What were you saying, Gil?
What are you doing in New Jersey now? What are you doing? You there just betting? What's your story?
Yeah, you know, last weekend was I'm glad you said that. I would have definitely forgot this. You know, I had zero prepared for this one as usual. Last weekend, so I'm sitting and I'm watching guys. I'm in the sports book and I'm watching guys bet live. And I'm happy to report this, actually. I'm very tough on sports books. In case anyone doesn't know that, I'm very tough on sports books. Yeah. And you know, they're supposed to do things, and I really don't probably talk about that as much. I just put up a tweet. We'll go on to that, too, a good thing. But I was watching these guys bet live on FanDuel and DraftKings. And I also have both apps. Happy to report the delay on live wagering, nothing like I thought, nothing. Now, even my own account, then I watched it, went into my own account. It really goes through very fast compared to places out in, there's a place out in, we're not going to down them right now. I don't feel like talking bad about them. I will probably, but I don't right now. I want to know. But
maybe
what
next
a
segment.
Difference.
Yeah.
What a difference in the delay. I personally haven't done too much.
I
did with DraftKings, but never FanDuel.
Jeff and
I was shocked to see there was. Go ahead.
Jeff and I were talking about this at length last week. How many views that we got? We had a video here where we talked about in-game betting and the delay that got like 12,000, 13,000 views. I'm not sure how many. But essentially, Jeff, your story was specifically.
Oh,
you can tell
18,
Bill.
Week 18, Raiders and Chargers. I live about 10 miles from Allegiant Stadium. My parents live about 2,500 miles from Allegiant Stadium.
In New Jersey?
In New Jersey. And the feed for my parents, 2,500 miles away, was a solid 18 to 25 seconds ahead of me.
There you go, Bill.
Wow. NBC here.
18 to 25 seconds, obviously unscientific, but that's an eternity. It's an eternity.
That's unbelievable. That's unbelievable. It was that much more. Wow. I'm going to have to start giving Jeff a couple bucks every month to get a new service there. Get some
throw to his
direct feed. Wow. Imagine that, though. 18 seconds. I've never heard that long, but I know it's 7 to 10 or even 15 seconds. Just think about that, though. 18 seconds putting in a live bet with some of the corporations that, you know, their job is to win and beat you. And, you know, listen, I don't say I got a big threat. I never even told you I got a big threatening letter from one of the by the way, I can't believe I've never talked about this because of VSiN and our show, Gil.
Yes.
I'll bring in the letter that I had from about a year and a half ago. I got a threatening letter me talking about them.
Oh,
and,
wait.
Saying they were cheating.
Can you say it after the break? Can you do that after the break?
I'll talk about it a little. I will.
Okay, a little bit. Yeah. A little bit. Bill got a threatening letter. Bill and I, we're always being sent to the principal's office on some stuff.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that. We'll get his thoughts on that. Coming up, a numbers game. VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Taylor Swift's new album. Will or won't it be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $10 bonus to the first 500 people who sign up by going to Kalshi.com/numbersgame, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I. There's no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Numbers Game with Gil Alexander on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Before you make your next bet, be sure to visit VSiN.com to check the current betting splits data. It's a new feature that gives you insights on where the money and bets are moving for every game. You'll be able to see where the public's betting based on the number of tickets and where the money does not match the public opinion. Data available for money line over, under, and against the spread bets. Betting splits yet another way. That VSiN is here to make you a smarter, better year-round. Check out today's betting splits for every game at VSiN.com. Gil Alexander, Bill Krakenberg, Jeff Parlay. We get tweets at Beating the Book. Always appreciate everybody giving feedback, asking questions. This is from Greg Jones at LA Joneser. Holding a decent-sized 49ers ticket to win the Super Bowl at 40-1. Does a 7-point teaser, KC to the Rams plus 3.5, make sense as a hedge instead of laying minus 185 on the Rams? Have a decent chance at winning both. A lot of hedging questions coming in. Well, the only problem with that is you could lose both. So, because if the Chiefs don't win, and I know most people don't think they won't, but they can, right? It's the NFL. you'd lose both. So it's not exactly a clean hedge, to answer your question. John Balducci, in New York, you aren't allowed to bet on anything involving a human vote, which is sort of standard for a lot of jurisdictions. If it's not in a box score, right, if it's just humans voting like awards, some states don't have that available. Okay, this is from B. Morian. Oh, he's referring to what we were just talking about with the soccer. He goes, yes. Again, it's the language, right? You made a bet. The gentleman who had the Equatorial Guinea and the Egypt bets and thought he was winning, but it was just about 90 minutes plus added time. This gentleman is saying is, when there's a possibility of overtime penalties, look for a to advance bet or to lift cup, some other semantics. Always have to look at the language in this. And then Phil Weiss, Yankee Stadium. Yankee Stadium, of course, not named after any particular sponsor. We appreciate all the tweets going on. And Jeff, you had something else here we had to add to the NFL. This isn't breaking news, but this is an interesting addendum to what we were talking about earlier. Again, we have two vacancies filled already in the NFL. Matt Eberflus, the Indianapolis defensive coordinator, becomes the new Chicago Bears head coach, and Nathaniel Hackett becomes the new head coach, the offensive coordinator of the Packers, becomes the new head coach of the Denver Broncos. And Dan Quinn has said now, and it's kind of, you know, a domino effect, he's staying in Dallas. So that much we know. So we speculated that the Broncos quickly hired Hackett because the rumor was that Hackett was going to take an interview in Jacksonville, and they wanted to secure him, and maybe there's a line then to getting Aaron Rodgers. But the report you're hearing is...
So here's the deal. There was a report floating around early this morning, that Byron Leftwich was ready to accept the job in Jacksonville, and he doesn't want to work with Trent Baalke, who is currently the GM.
Baalke, who perhaps most famously butted heads with Jim Harbaugh in San Francisco.
And he wanted them to bring in one of his guys, former NFL safety Adrian Wilson, who now works for the Arizona Cardinals, to be the GM. That was out there this morning. Now, about while we started our last break, Adam Schefter saying when the Jaguars' private plane was in Denver on Monday, it wasn't there to take Nathaniel Hackett to Jacksonville for an interview. It was actually there to pick up Vic Fangio, who interviewed for the Jaguars' job earlier in the week, according to a leaked source. And remember, Fangio was Harbaugh's defensive coordinator in San Francisco when Trent Baalke was there.
I just, every time Fangio's name comes up, I have to say this, because I feel like, you know, again, the NFL is littered with head coaches that end up being really poor head coaches, but are spectacular coordinators at a defensive or offensive level. Norv Turner, perhaps a great example of that. Great offensive coordinator, but a disaster sort of as a head coach. Disaster. I was a Washington football fan. I get to say that. 7 years of Norv. Vic Fangio is an elite defensive coordinator. Elite. But it just didn't work out in Denver as a head coach. But that's an interesting report.
If I were picking between the two, I would take the let's hire Leftwich, get rid of Baalke, bring in Adrian Wilson, just because we know Vic Fangio is not a good head coach. But and you have the prize in Trevor Lawrence, who you cannot afford to screw up his career over.
Right. But I mean, I could see why that's tantalizing to a team. Oh, we have Trevor Lawrence, but if we just secure the defense. But, you know, we talked about all these. The Broncos go from defense to offense. The Bears go from an offensive coach to a defensive coach. And the Fangio thing, yeah, it doesn't make sense. Bill Krakenberger is here, ladies and gentlemen. Let's talk about what we just talked about before the break, Bill, which is you said you got a strongly worded letter from a gaming company from an appearance you did on this show.
Their legal group, yeah, their legal representation, and asking me for a retraction about saying about them. I guess I said there was maybe some cheat. I hinted to cheating going on, and you know. It's a strong word, and I guess they got all sensitive about it. They demanded a retraction and an apology publicly. Of course, I totally ignored it. As a matter of fact, to be honest with you, I never even really got them. Like, I have video on my phone. I have a most unbelievable video from 2 years ago from three of us sitting around in a room and phone by phone, putting up, watching the live game, one person betting Green Bay, one person betting Kansas City when they were on the 5-yard line, both 3, 2, 1, go. And they both put the bet in the same exact time. And the one guy that had the advantage bet because they scored, his bet did not go through. Of course, the other guy, of course, they accepted it and it went through.
Wow.
I have so much proof of stuff like that. It would knock your socks off. So, of course, I ignored it. But you know what? I mean, the bane of my existence would be to go after them and to have a counter lawsuit that I would want with many, many people. What's the word for that when you have a class action lawsuit? Yeah. It would be a losing situation for them. And it would actually cost them a lot of business because it would just look bad. It would be a bad look. But, I just ignored it because it's just a threatening thing to try to quiet me down. Listen, I've said good things about the company, too. I say good and bad. I speak, you know, I just put a tweet up about Circa. Circa, they put up a market, which is a two-way market about futures. Now, this is actually Exactas, NFL champion Exactas, like the Rams to defeat the Chiefs, the no -415, the yes +325. I really appreciate when you get a two-way market like that rather than just a yes, because the yes markets +325, they usually hold, 25, 30, even up to 50% on yes markets, futures of any kind of futures. I appreciate the yes, no market. And surprisingly, the no market will get some more bets out of me than the yes market, especially on the Super Bowl, like player to score a touchdown. I bet a lot of no's on the yes, no market. So, but most people bet yeses. I understand it's fun. It's exciting. You're getting plus odds, and I love people to do that because it gives me opportunities. They have to leave the line or move the line to my advantage. So anyway, I put things up that are good about sports books too. Of course, this guy, George Pangagakis, whatever his name is here, comes in and says, "Did you get a free dinner at Circus Steakhouse for making this tweet? You know all these bets are negative EV." Well, to be honest with you, I've been holding back. I've never, ever, ever said – I don't like to say bad things about people or companies publicly, really, unless they really deserve it. I don't do it about people at all. I just blast them, and that's been enough. 2 years, George, please. When you leave my name out of your tweets.
One of my most enjoyable things, am I enjoyable? I'm speaking sarcastically, yeah, is when people just land on you today – and they've determined your entire MO. They know nothing about you. They know nothing about what you stand for, or all the risks. Yeah. Hold on, all the risks you've taken, right? Like all the onions we've shown you and I, all the ballsy things you and I have done through the years. And then someone will come up and be like, "Oh, you're this, you're that." You're like, "Okay, buddy. All right, you must be new around here." Yes.
No, I mean, I don't know. He might be new to the planet, actually. I'm not around here. But, I mean, it's just some of the things that he says. I'm done. This guy, check your pockets. You check your pockets, George. See how smart you are.
And I'm not even talking about anybody in particular. I'm talking about anyone who does that, right? Like anyone who believes that from a day. Because we did that. We did that thing. The most recent one was I did something here on the air about the Draymond Green thing, where I 80% of it was me saying, "Oh, these people should be paid," especially the people who are negative EV bettors who got Bander limited, like that's ridiculous. But then at the very end, I said, "But for those of you who were piggish about it and blasted it a few times or did it max whatever, like, you can't be surprised they did it to you." "Oh, you can't even say that," according to some people, right? Because that's not too cool for school Twitter, right? "Oh, yeah, I heard what you said. You must be..." It's like, okay, yeah, you sure got the essence of what I was talking about there. So you can't win, man, is all I'm saying.
And that's why I never go back and forth with anyone on Twitter. Right. I just thought, block and move.
By the way, 99.9% of them wouldn't dare say the things that you and I say. That's the hilarious part about it, right? That's the laughable part about it. Unscripted with the crack man, Bill Krakenberger, live from New Jersey, where he's hanging out all things sports betting. Unscripted with the crack man, right here on a Numbers Game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Coming back.
A Numbers Game with Gil Alexander on VSiN, the sports betting network.
If you missed any part of our show or anything on the VSiN schedule today, don't forget to check out our free sports betting podcast. Catch replays of all our shows or download and listen on your schedule. Go to VSiN.com/podcast. Get Beating the Book with me, Gil Alexander, or Market Insights with Josh Applebaum. Plus, we got Hardwood Handicappers, the Lombardi Line, Follow the Money, My Guys in the Desert, Coast to Coast Hoops, The Wide World of Wine Garden, and so much more. They're all free and available now at VSiN.com/podcast or wherever you get your podcast. Lambeau Field also via tweet. Lambeau, of course, as Ernie Johnson would say, not sullied by sponsorship. Sponsorship, rather. Sorry. So Lambeau Field, another one named after the great Curly Lambeau. And Jeff, there is more. Every break, we have another sort of curveball. This is not really a curveball, but I guess it is. It's sort of a zigzag on the last thing. What do you got?
Well, let's see if it gets done. Mike Jarecki, who covers the Cardinals out of Arizona, we mentioned last segment, there was a report earlier in the day that Adrian Wilson, who is the director of player personnel for the Cardinals and used to play for the Cardinals as well, is the guy that Byron Leftwich wants as his GM in Jacksonville. Jarecki saying, hearing that the Jaguars are close to hiring Adrian Wilson as their GM and Byron Leftwich as their head coach. Remember, this all goes back to two nights ago when it looked like it was a done deal that Leftwich was going to Jacksonville to begin with. So for Jaguars backers' sakes and Jaguars fans' sake and Trevor Lawrence's sake, I hope Adrian Wilson and Byron Leftwich is the combination there.
One would hope, if you are a Jacksonville Jaguars fan or backer. Yes, for sure. Today, after the show, as always, we do the Megapod over at the D, our home away from home. We do the D with Mike Palm, VP of operations over there at Circuit. Of course, co-host of Odds On here at the network with Amal Shah. Mike Palm will be there with us. Todd Wishnev. Today's guest, Dr. Bob, for Championship Week. Next week on the Megapod, the Beating the Book Megapod, we will have the... What is it, the 10th, 11th annual? I don't even know what year we're on. Maybe the 10th annual Vegas Lifestyle Show. Mark Meltzer will be on. We'll talk about all things Vegas for those planning trips, you and your buddies. We'll talk about restaurants, nightclubs, other things, sports books, of course. So I just went to with Meltzer last night to Carver Steak over at Resorts World. It was excellent. And you can pick your knife, and you can buy your knife if you want. That's their little... thing over there at Carver Steak. It was outstanding. So we'll talk about the best restaurants in Vegas again, especially after last year, coming off a pandemic year when none of us really did anything. So we'll do that next week. And then for Super Bowl week, Rufus Peabody, who made his or staked his claim early in his sports betting career on betting Super Bowl props. So he will be there talking about the props he bet Super Bowl week. So that's the schedule for the Megapod. And then after the Megapod today, I'm on 980, the team in D.C. Reese Waters, my buddy's having me on. So I always get a big kick out of being on the radio in D.C. So look forward to that. That will be at 2 p.m. Eastern for those in the DMV. Bill Krakenberger is here, Unscripted with the Crack Man. Over there in New Jersey. How you been, man? Otherwise.
Hey, that Reese Waters now, is that a show you, that when you were living back east, was that on back then? That's that network 980? Was that a station back then?
980 was a station, but Reese wasn't on it back then. Reese was a guy who was on for people who remember like the early sort of shows that touched on gambling. He was on a show on the Versus Network with, who's the guy who does hockey now for NBC, young guy? Liam McHugh, Reese Waters, and Jen Sturger, was that her name? There was the three of them. They did a show on Versus. And so Reese then went to ESPN. He used to come on the Beating the Book podcast back in the day. Me and him used to do shows together. And he's a stand-up comic by trade. But now he did a morning show on television in D.C., and he has a radio show, so he's kind enough to invite me on there. So, yeah, the station existed.
Parlay knows everything.
Parlay knows everything.
He knows everything. You get, like, a hockey announcer that's young. Boom, Parlay.
Parlay knows everything in a blind spot of years where I know nothing, right? Like, I have instant recall on who Georgetown played. You know, in the opening round of a NCAA tournament in the early 80s. But I can't tell you anything that happened last week.
Yeah, so. that was impressive. Like, who's the number one cricket commentator? Parlay. He knows it right away. I love it.
Parlay, that's by great. The way. You know, he hosts his own show as Jeff Parles on the weekend here. BetCenter. Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Who are you doing BetCenter with this weekend, Jeff?
I believe it is Adam Burke, because our guy Ben Wilson getting called up to the big leagues for play-by-play this weekend.
Yes. So. What's he doing?
Wow.
I believe Ben is going to be in Pullman, Washington this week.
There you go. Okay. What's Adam Burke going to do if there's no baseball? Good God.
He knows a little
he knows everything
about football.
No. I know, I'm not saying about this weekend, but I'm saying once baseball season supposedly is supposed to happen, what does he do then? God. That's going to be a blind spot. We'll see if there's baseball. Yeah, so there's
Gil,
that. Yes, sir.
The amount of people that have called me, just friends and associates and people that I've met over the years, the amount of people that called me from New York that haven't reached out to me for years or maybe just on Twitter, or the amount of people that have texted me saying, hey, Bill, I can't get my withdrawal from Caesars, or I can't. How do you do this? Or just general questions. How do you do this on DraftKings or FanDuel? It's amazing how big New York is back here, sports betting wise. People have called me saying, I have a standard answer now, because people have called me with things that are, something's wrong. So I have a standard answer. I say, hold on one second, Joey. I'm underneath the desk with the screwdriver fixed, and it'll be fixed in a minute.
Yes.
Like, I don't know what to say to him. Like, it's amazing how big sports, I don't know if during the week you've been talking about this. Sports betting in New York is unbelievable.
We mentioned
how many people on the volume.
We mentioned on Primetime Action, and I'm not going to get the numbers right, but there was they had a 9-day handle for the beginning of January, I believe it was, or maybe it was the beginning of December, but it was a 9-day handle. If you projected it over a course of the month, it would like shatter every record ever set by any state ever.
Wow.
Since the inception of since PASPA being ruled unconstitutional, I should say, in May of 2018. So, yes. So all that we thought was going to happen in New York is happening immediately. Now, the real thing.
Except maybe not bothering Jersey as much.
That I was just about to say after the comma.
Oh, okay.
Dinging New Jersey as much as we. That's the thing about this, right? So rising tide seems to lift all boats. And New Jersey, sure, there will be a ding, but it's not the ding we would have thought it to be. And
even myself, I thought it was a bit more. Yep,
yeah,
you're right.
And by the way, Nevada, right? Like, you know, this is the big thing about being in Nevada. We always say, okay, it's one thing. There's one thing if New Jersey got it. Boy, if Arizona gets it, though, that's different because that's next door. Oh, but wait, if California ever gets it, boy, it's good. And I just think we have to throw all that kind of thinking out the window now, because all we see is that none of this kills other states. None of it does. Now, maybe some people still believe that if California ever got sports betting, that Nevada would be harmed. I mean, maybe. You can't rule it out. But there's no evidence to suggest that that's a lock. Let's put it that way.
Definitely, definitely. And I'll tell you, Nevada has not been affected. If anything, it's actually going to bring more people to Nevada during certain times a year. I'll talk about something that probably, out of all the things shocking about New York sports betting, I always say, even when a sports bet, the PAPS was reversed back in 2018, and the New York Post called me up, a reporter asking me, and their headline the next day was, will that be the end of the mafia? And I kind of laughed at him and saying, in the end, it's going to make the sports books, the illegal sports books, more money in the end. Well, I don't know how right I was about that, because from what I'm hearing, it's only been 2 weeks, but it actually is taking a chunk out of that illegal market, illegal sports betting market. I'm talking about long term, even when I told the Post, long term, I think that after people, you have so many new people that are now into sport. I stopped off at a bar, a tavern, they call them taverns, which in Staten Island, I just forget the name, darn it. I stopped at a tavern recently. And I just went in there with a couple of buddies of mine, and one of the guys at the bar, I think I told you, he recognized me, and we started talking. They all had the DraftKings app already. So these guys never bet sports before. That's the people I'm talking about. All of these guys, Danino's was the name of it. All of these guys all never bet sports before. There was four of them at the bar. They all deposited a couple $100 in DraftKings. They were all betting. So here you have just a small sampling of people that never bet sports before that – it's hard to believe there's four guys actually in Staten Island who've never bet sports before, to be honest with you. But anyway, there's four guys
you
there.
You found the four. Yeah.
Yeah, I found the four. Yeah, so the four guys didn't bet sports. Now, those guys, when they run out of money, and trust me, they will run out of money because it was Monday night and nothing was on a basketball game. They were all firing. The whole account was all in. So all four of those guys are representing what I'm talking about. When they run out of money, they're going to ask the bartender for a sports book, and they're going to find their illegal bookie. That's what's going to happen down the road. And therefore, the illegal bookie is going to get business he didn't have. But right now, at first, absolutely cutting into them. I don't know if they're going to be able to drive the Cadillacs that much longer. So that's all I'll
tell you. So you think people who otherwise never bet before but are now doing so because it's legal will gravitate offshore also?
Yes. Yes.
Because I firmly believe that people who bet offshore are still going to bet offshore. But that's your take on that is an interesting one. That I didn't necessarily.
Yeah. Well, they're count broke. On. They need the credit. The credit's the reason. The credit's the factor involved.
Credit.
They need credit.
Credit is king. Yeah. Bill Krakenberger, Unscripted, coming back. Numbers Game, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Taylor Swift's new album. Will or won't it be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $10 bonus to the first 500 people who sign up by going to Kalshi.com/numbersgame, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I. There's no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
A Numbers Game with Gil Alexander on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Numbers Game proudly brought to you by BetMGM Nevada. Bet on more than the final score with One Game Jeff Parlay at BetMGM. One Game Parlay is an exciting feature designed to help you make selections within a single game from over 400 bet types, including team and player props. Log into your BetMGM account and create your best parlay before the game starts. New to BetMGM, sign up today and make your first bet risk-free up to $1,000 with bonus code VSIN1000. You can place One Game Parlay bets on football, basketball, and more. Plus, you'll earn M Life rewards that you can redeem for room nights and dining at any MGM resort nationwide. Try One Game Parlay today. Eligible restrictions apply. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. New customer offer. All promotions subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire in 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Promotional offer not available in Nevada and Mississippi. Gil Alexander, Jeff Parlay, Bill Krakenberger. You know, we're sitting here talking about coaches that are, you know, vacancies that are being filled at head coach. And again, Hackett, Nathaniel Hackett to the Broncos. Matt Eberflus to the Bears. Looks like, we think, Byron Leftwich is on his way to the Jaguars. That one not confirmed quite yet, though. And so we talk about the new hires. But, Jeff, you know what we don't often talk about? The vacancies left by those who move. And so if you're a Colts fan right now, Matt Eberflus and the Colts, so he had Darius Leonard, best player on that defense. And he's great. He has great secondary players too. But they couldn't stop the Jaguars or the Raiders down the stretch of the season. Are the Colts actually secretly thrilled with his departure? Like, if they got Vic Fangio now, wouldn't they be better than what they were?
I don't know. I don't think Indianapolis's defensive players, other than Leonard, are as good as some people think they are to begin with. So I don't know if I'd be in that camp.
Okay. Just the thought, because we immediately assume, oh, they're worthy of these. You know, Nathaniel Hackett, right? Now, Eric Eager made a good point about Hackett, that he had a great year with the Jaguars offense, too. Though that team was loaded defensively, as I recall, the Jaguars, right? Jalen Ramsey and beyond. But, you know, if you're successful with Aaron Rodgers, is it really you? So at least he has the Jaguars year to sort of hang his hat on. But you just don't know with some of these guys, right? Like Brandon Staley, for those who are Brandon Staley haters, Brandon Staley was the defensive coordinator of the Rams defense. Like, you got Aaron Donald and Jalen Ramsey on your defense. how bad of a coordinator could you possibly be, right? But you parlay that into a head coaching gig. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. I don't know if you've ever heard me refer to Joseph Jackson Gibbs on this show before, Jeff, but he was the offensive coordinator of Air Coryell with Fouts and Joyner and Jefferson and Muncy, Lofton. So you could have had the same thoughts about him. He became the greatest coach of all time. So sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't. Bill Krakenberger, unscripted with the Crack Man, in Jersey, hanging out with us. Yes, sir, you were about to say.
I have one other thing. You see, the problem will come in on Thursday sometimes. Things aren't fresh in your mind from last weekend. But, you know, last weekend, they were talking. The Monday talk was giant, Monday morning quarterback, about situations that happened in the KC game and the squib kick. And I even heard some pretty sharp guy actually say this the other day. Just tackle the receivers. Get the penalty. Just tackle them on the line.
We said
that would waste another. Did you say that?
On this show, we talked about the mortar kick and tackling receivers for years.
Oh, wow.
And we used to so much crap for it, and now everybody's on board with it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'll tell you, Gil, I was talking to someone I really respect in the industry. He said, and I had to steal your, I actually told him, I said, Gil Alexander says those words. Like, sometimes you're too close to the sun. He said the moment gets too big sometimes for these coaches. So they need guys like us telling them what to do. That's right. They need a guy just for special situations,
yes.
Timeouts, overtime.
Yes.
They need someone with street smarts, knock-around guy, believe it or not, just sometimes telling them what to do. And that situation was apparent on Sunday. So.
And look, it makes sense, right? It makes sense that those guys are so immersed in their X's and O's, right? That's what got them their jobs primarily. That's why they initially got in the room for an interview. That's why they became head coaches. And so it makes sense in the heat of a 60-minute football game that you can become so myopic, right, that the bigger win probability game theory situations late in games or late in halves escape you. And so, yes, you're 100% right. It's the biggest flaw of professional football and college football for that matter, right? That there isn't someone, you know, that you trust in your ear like, well, coach, here's the situation. So whatever you're thinking now, we need to do this. We need to think outside the box and do this. I mean, a team like that, that's why I was saying, if I was interviewing, no one's asking, you know, I'm not in NFL front offices, but if I was interviewing coaches, you would be on my candidate list based on your X's and O's. But the interview would be about late game situations. I would totally want
late game situations.
Yes,
that's it.
I would want to see how they thought their way through those things. And if I don't care if you're the best X's and O's guy in the world, if I thought that you were just bumbling and stumbling through it, I'd be like, okay, thanks. I appreciate you being here. You know, because to me, those are just as big in terms of wins or losses, or more big in terms of determining wins and losses than anything.
Yep. Gil, before we go off air, I want to talk about something. I want to help some people here. I referred to it earlier in the show about the Circa, how they had the two-way markets on certain situations, which I love when a sports book will put up a two-way market, a yes, no. Doesn't happen all the time. This weekend, especially people out there listening, I know VSiN is more of a sharp fan base. The people that listen here are well-schooled, but human in nature gets involved. And, you know, when you start losing money, you start thinking maybe like that coach at the end, not realizing what you're doing, or the moment gets too big for you to try to chase money. There is mostly these markets I'm seeing that are who's going to have the most yards this weekend, mm-hmm. who's going to have the most passing yards, who's going to have the most receiving yards. Let me just tell you something. They are pure sucker markets. Stay away from them, guys. They're not two-way markets. They're heavily juiced. They're, you know, 20-25% markets, more than that even. I'm being courteous to the sports book. So if you're going to bet something, look for two-way markets. I've seen something on a site, the total on the games, both games combined, over under 110.5, minus 110 each way. That's good. Look for stuff like that. I know it's going to be, this is the toughest thing this weekend. Everyone I know probably will have a side on these games except for me, one of the two sides. I know it's hard to stay away from that type of betting. You know, stick with your props. Stick with maybe your totals even. It's so hard to do it. I know the live wagering during commercials. I just like to give that advice out. I'm doing that on every show I did this week.
Let me ask you that.
Stay away from that. Sure.
A week ahead of, because obviously we're going to get Super Bowl props. We're going to get inundated with Super Bowl props starting next week. And each year it's been happening a little earlier and earlier, right? It used to be one shop had a certain time on a Thursday, the first week of the 2 weeks before the Super Bowl. Now it's everybody kind of scrambling earlier and earlier. You don't know when they're coming out in some cases. So who knows? We may have them on Monday for all we know. And I just sort of, just a week in advance, how much of the betting, like, is that 100% of what you do for the Super Bowl? Because you end up betting a lot of props, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I can't get my hands on enough money normally, but I am definitely prepared this year. But, yeah, it's tons of prop betting. Just, you know what? Yeah, because I'm not coming on until next Thursday again. You're right. Very good. I'll bet a lot of the overs earlier and a lot of the unders later. It's almost common sense, and really, but I just wanted to say it again. So the sports books are forced to overmove. Even if they want unders on certain players, you know, a marquee quarterback, Mahomes, they need the under. They're going to be rooting for the under. They're forced to move it up because they get so much action. Those little 50 and 25 and $100 bets, they add up to so much money that they have so much volume. Even though the sportsbook will like the under, they're forced to move it over a couple yards sometimes, even more than a couple. So, because they have so much volume, they don't want that kind of decision on one thing. You know, so that's just certain situations, though. So definitely, like I said, there's a lot of different things happening here, especially this weekend. Let me tell you, there's I guess not just as much, but there is so many props on these two games. There's no reason to bet aside, you know, especially 2022 football here, 21-22. When people are, everything's just going crazy. So you see what happened in the KC game. It was, you know, basically a coin toss decided the winner. So, yeah. And that's a coin toss decides a lot of these games when it comes to the point spread. So, listen, like, let's say you want to bet the Chiefs. My buddy said, oh, I want to bet the Chiefs. There's no way they're losing to Cincinnati. The money line, he said, is a really good money line, -325. Maybe bet the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl. I seen +135. Maybe bet the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl +135. If you think they're getting by this week, you can put yourself in a situation to hedge and still make as much money as you want betting the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl at +135 or whatever it is, rather than late 3.5 to 1.
Yeah,
all.
And that's why we were talking about Super Bowl MVP markets right now before you know actually which two teams are in the Super Bowl, because those are some interesting by proxy. They're not the cleanest thing in the world because it could go the other way, but there are some interesting ways you could bet the Super Bowl right now in that market, especially as well as we've talked about. Bill, thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Have a great week.
Bill Krakenberger, everybody. Lombardi Line next at Visa, the Sports.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Taylor Swift's new album. Will or won't it be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating? And a whole lot more. You could trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $10 bonus to the first 500 people who sign up by going to Kalshi.com/numbersgame, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I. There's no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.